Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing great. Wait, let me start that over. Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing great. Much better. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm a little late to the party on taping, but whatever. I didn't like my other scripts, so we're going to start this over, and hopefully I like this one. We're finishing up the editing on the YouTube video, and hopefully that'll be done. I'm hoping in the next few days. I will let you know when it is up and available. And then you guys can go over and subscribe or watch the video or whatever. I have some upcoming interviews coming up next week. So I will let you know who's going to be available. Exciting, exciting. Hopefully your 2024 has been kicking off with a bang. So let's get started. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on Instagram. It's best place. You can reach out to me at AuntJody1976 or AJChat. Best place to reach out to me. So if you want me to check out something, or if you're just saying, want to say hi, that's the best place to say hi. So let's get started for tonight. Okay, so I had a good script, but then I just wasn't feeling it. So this is a complete, like, off the cuff. So hopefully you guys like it. Just wanted to get something out tonight. So let's see. So anyways, hopefully you guys are doing great. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your ish weekend, and we're going into a wonderful new week. So let's get started, my friends. So we're going to do a top 10 list of things that make no sense with the Friends TV show. This is not a cut or a dig, but there's some things in some of the episodes that make no sense. So let's get started, shall we? Kicking off at number 10, the huge apartment that Monica and Rachel had in Manhattan. That apartment was pretty God darn big. I said good day, friends. It was pretty big. I don't think that would even be possible. Let's look this up once. Laird Superfoods. There's so many to choose from. It's so hard to choose which one I would recommend to someone. So fuel for the day. You get more out of the cup of my coffee. The way Laird Superfoods helps get more out of my cup is by providing fats and mushroom extracts we love and can keep fueling you through the day. A better coffee experience. Laird Superfood creamers are crafted from the highest quality, all natural, real food ingredients. All natural, whole food ingredients contains naturally occurring MCTs from coconut oil. No artificial flavors, colors, or additives, and no sugar from highly refined corn syrup. Laird sources high-quality plant-based ingredients globally and puts an emphasis on U.S. sources whenever possible. They aim to source responsibly, sustainability, and believe that the foods you consume should be as good for the earth as they are for you. Variety of snacks and supplements full of wholesome plant-based ingredients to keep you charged for whenever life takes you. Are you ready to feel more energized, focused, and supported? Go to LairdSuperfood.com and add nourishing plant-based foods to fuel you from sunrise to sunset. Use promo code AJChat at checkout and save 15% on your purchase today. Okay, so I looked this up because I wanted to give you guys the best. So things that I thought made no sense. It said the huge apartment that Monica and Rachel share in Manhattan. It says in the series, I looked this up, so this didn't come off the cuff of my brain. Monica and Rachel pay only $200 a month for rent. Since Monica's grandmother left her with a rent control lease. However, according to a two-bedroom apartment in West Village, Manhattan, just like theirs, would be found today for an average of $6,554 $100 a month. So there you have it. We're at number nine, friends. At number nine, so Richard, who was played by Tom Selleck, knew Monica when she was a child. Now, that is what actually I'm trying to give you guys the best information. So I re-looked that up and I can't find anything. Well, I mean, just that. He didn't know her as a child. So I'm not really sure about the backstory on that. But again, that doesn't make any sense. So number nine, Richard knew Monica when she was a child. I'm not smiling. I want more information. Maybe I need to watch it more. I don't know. I wasn't a big friends person. So we're at number eight. At number eight, Rachel and Chandler, they met on three separate occasions. So during school or during high school, college, and even there was a flashback scene in season 10. So they met several different times. Again, the list is top 10 things and that don't make sense about Friends TV show. It's not an insult. It's just observation. Number seven, always at the coffee shop. They have so much time that they can just sit there, chill, and just enjoy life at the coffee shop. It doesn't make sense. I'm just being nice. I'm being nice. We're at number six. This list will go fast. Okay, so we're at number six. So Rachel was the last to turn 30. But Joey was the youngest in season one. It's like a little riddle. If you say it, it comes true. So Rachel was the last to turn 30, but Joey was the youngest in season one. Hooey, whatty? Number five, Ross's kids. You don't really hear about them only when they want to put them in the story. The writers add them to the story. But other than that, they really aren't brought up. So it's, again, just doesn't make sense. We're at number four. This list will go fast. I told you. Ross didn't want to tell Rachel that they got married while they were drunk. Like, he didn't want to tell her that. We're at number three, we were on a break. Oh my God, that went on for so long. Oh my God, we were on a break. They were on a break. Were you on the break? Were they on a break? Were they on a break? That was used so much. It was used as a joke. It was used so much. So again, we were on a break. It didn't make any sense, but it's going to be funny. It's funny because it's a nice callback, but we were on a break. Okay, we are at number two, changing apartment numbers. So Monica's apartment number changes from 5 to 20. And then because her apartment number 20, sometime during the first season, Chandler and Joey's apartment also changes from 4 to 19. So if you figured that out or if you saw that, good eye for you. Okay, so number one, Emily marrying Ross. So I just looked this up briefly. I did not know that Rachel was supposed to spend time with them, I guess. Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, so it was introduced as Emily as someone Rachel was supposed to spend time with, but Rachel hoped to spend her evening with Joshua instead. Because of this, Rachel insisted Ross do her a favor. So then, what doesn't make any sense is Emily marrying Ross after Ross said Rachel's name at the wedding. That made no sense. No sense. No sense. None. Absolutely none. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying. So this was kind of a fast list. I'm sorry, everyone. Next week, I'll have a I will have an interview. I'm going to have more lists, or more top 10 rather. And I'm thinking in the next few days, my YouTube channel be up and ready. I hope you guys are ready. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. And hopefully you'll love it. And if you don't love it, you can tell me. I'm sure you will. But hopefully you'll love it. I'm excited. So be excited. And I'll let you know when it's ready. And I'm hoping once a week for YouTube and once a week for the podcast. And I'll let you know. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for spending time with me. I hope your 2024 has been going fantastic. As always, thank you so much. You can reach out to me on Instagram, as I said before, AJ Chat or Aunt Jody 1976. Thank you so much. Have a great, wonderful, spectacular upcoming week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.